This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Obviously, the whole NBA is abuzz with Ben Simmons rumors. The potential of the Oklahoma City Thunder being a suitor is obvious to everybody who's been paying attention to the way that Sam Presti and the Thunder organization does business, and the idea that we could be the place for Ben Simmons to rehab his image and his, you know, basketball skills set really does play well with what we want to do. But we have so much to talk about with that. We've talked a little bit about it last episode, the idea of trading Kemba Walker for Ben Simmons and how that would look. But we wanted to kind of get into that a little bit deeper, but we realized that moving Kemba Walker as the main piece to a trade to the 76ers may not be what the 76ers see as the primary fit to fixing their problems. Obviously, on paper, it looks like Kemba would be a better fit than Ben Simmons, but if Daryl Morey and Elton Brand, Doc Rivers, and all of them decide that maybe Kemba is too old for their timeline and that's not the right move to go for, we thought maybe we could include a different player. Obviously, the age isn't that different, but we're going to, you know, take a look into this. So, Dave, what do we have today?
Yeah, man, you're right. And it's very interesting that you bring up this. And to me, this is something that I looked into a lot, and I kind of got to the point where I wanted to figure out exactly what type of money we were talking about here, how much money was on the books for Portland, how could we help them relieve some of that money so that they could be players in this offseason to get more help for Damian Lillard. Obviously, Mark mentioned CJ going to Philadelphia. Again, in order for a trade to happen like this, we're talking about Doc Rivers having to throw in the towel. We're talking about the entire front office wanting to start down back at zero with a different point guard or a different shooting guard. Now, personally, looking at this situation, I feel like they would rather a point guard than a shooting guard. Bringing CJ McCollum only helps us out in this situation. That is, as Sam Presti is looking at it saying, I value CJ higher than I value Simmons, and Portland saying I value Simmons higher than I value CJ, which is something that I could see happen very easily. So if this is the case, as a scenario that we could be looking at, we're looking at Kemba moving over to the 76ers, Philly, and CJ moving to Oklahoma City, while Simmons goes over with Damian Lillard, saving a little bit of money there, as well as us picking up the tab for some of these players that they have that have not been able to necessarily stay healthy for long periods of time and are taking up a lot of room, freeing up enough rooms for them to be a big player in one of the many free agents out there that are you know, gold mines right now. So let's talk about those three players. Derrick Jones did well at times with Portland, but I felt like he could have done better. We're talking Robert Covington and Nurk, who has had a hard time staying healthy. Right there would free up at least $33 million right there. Now, that's significant because that's enough money to attract a big-time agent. Now, if you're a big-time agent like Kawhi or, any of these other guys that are going to be out there, we're talking some of the San Antonio guys, we're talking some of these other guys that are going to be available, you could go out and argue with these guys that they could come in with Dame, who could play in the fourth quarter and shut games down. You have Ben Simmons, who's not going to take a lot of shots. So you could go out and get a pretty good backcourt to come out and finish this Portland team up, completely revamping them from start to finish. And this would be really interesting because this would be a chance for Damian Lillard to help build this team exactly the way he wants. And Ben Simmons would be a big piece for Dame to be able to work with.
Yeah, I think it's obvious why Portland would want to do the deal. They could be in a position where, they get an all-NBA defender and they get a player who really can, like you said, help the team without shooting the ball a lot. Obviously, that's something that people are really critical of right now, but that's actually pretty cool that he can be an all-NBA player and shooting isn't his first option. I think that's pretty fucking cool about him, and I think that, honestly, I don't think that we would want to go with CJ McCollum instead of instead of Ben Simmons. I think that we'd want Ben Simmons, but the question is, would Portland want Ben Simmons more? If Portland was willing to pay us a premium for Ben Simmons, then that could be a situation where we could facilitate that deal. And I just think, like, you know, this is the type of deal that we can look at and have a lot of fun with, because in the end, it doesn't require any, like, extreme things happening. I think for Portland, it would make sense for them to look at CJ McCollum's shortcomings on defense and think that this could be a really big move for them. And, you know, but what would happen if Damian Lillard decided he wanted to demand a trade? Okay, if Damian Lillard demanded a trade, or I know that that's not how he would probably do things. He seems like he's too loyal. But if he kind of indicated that, you know, he saw his timeline for winning a championship, you know, being now, and they were like, you know, we're going to, you know, not necessarily use our draft picks to improve the team except for, you know, adding picks for the future, I could see him kind of feeling frustrated in a similar way to how Aaron Rodgers feels, right, for the Green Bay Packers. He gets kind of frustrated. They're not using the picks to, you know, give him wide receivers, or for Damian, for him, it would be more like they're not using the picks to bring me veterans that can help me win now. But if he said that, then all of a sudden we're sitting there with Ben Simmons, right? And we probably have the best play at Damian Lillard out of anybody else in the NBA, because if you can give them Ben Simmons, then Portland can convince themselves that CJ McCollum and Ben Simmons is still an exciting backcourt combination. They can win a lot of games, maybe make the playoffs, and they can sell a lot of tickets. So while we're focusing in on CJ McCollum, you got to realize if anything happens at all with Damian Lillard, we just could swap those names out. Obviously, we wouldn't get like picks back for a deal like that. We might even have to give one or two up. But if we understood that we could then go and help Damian get to where he wanted to be and help him land somewhere where he could win now, whether or not, once again, we're talking about the potential of maybe that being a three-team deal with the 76ers. I don't know, but it could be a different situation too. This is kind of like one of those situations we just want to take and look and say, here is one team that we could say, like, let's facilitate a few three-team deals with and see what we could come up with. And there's other teams that are looking to make moves. I think when you look at the Knicks, they would be really interested in figuring out how to make it work. But the question is, would they be willing to give up what it would take? The same question comes down to with Portland. Would they really be willing to give up what it would take for us to get the value we needed? I don't know. But I really do think that they need to solve something if they're going to convince everybody that they are a contender and not pretenders. And that's how a lot of teams are right now.
Yeah, this would be clearly a Doc Rivers trying to stop the bleed. What he's done by this interview that he just gave is that he's got a plan to help Ben Simmons in the offseason. It's clearly him saying, listen, I'm trying to do whatever it takes to stop this whole horrible downfall of what the value is for Ben Simmons, because now teams are going to like, oh, okay, well, Doc Rivers has got a whole plan. Well, maybe this whole plan will help out. But the reality is that if there's going to be a trade right here, it's going to happen fast and furious. Doc Rivers is doing what any coach would, especially the way that he embarrassed Ben Simmons the other day. To me, Ben Simmons took it like a true man. And that's the biggest thing I could say about the way that he took it, because there's been a lot of guys I've seen in the NBA, NFL, NHL that haven't taken the way that the coach has talked to them in a very nice and positive way. And this is one way that I look at the way that Ben Simmons did, was a very mature and public way of saying, you're right, that everybody has a right to be upset with me. I didn't play well in the fourth quarter in this series, and it sucks because I could have done more and I didn't. And that's what it's coming down to. And that's where, to me, is that's why we're even talking about this. Kemba Walker for Ben Simmons. If we talked about it in the beginning of the year, we would have been laughed off of the table. This would have been no way possible. And to me, this is why it's so disrespectful by the Oklahoma City Thunder media and the other podcasts are like, man, we don't want Ben Simmons. We don't want to touch this guy. He's 24 years old. There is no way an all NBA basketball player at 24 years old doesn't have an opportunity to change his shot around and get a confidence with his shot. Even if teams decide to do this whole hack-a-shack thing with Ben Simmons, there's no way that Ben Simmons is going to shoot only 34% from free throw. Again, he is going to work so hard on that. To me, this is going to be one of those things that we are going to need to circle and say Ben Simmons' stock is so low that we could buy this low. Sit on the contract for a year, help him get more stock, help him get to that all NBA team again, and then step away, wash our hands, and get a massive, massive overhaul. I mean, we're talking about a size of the way that we were able to get for what we saw for AD, or the size that people gave for that we got for Paul George. That's the type of contract that we can pass off here. And if you think that this is impossible, that's why I say stop what you're doing. Sit down and look at everything. Look at Oklahoma City. Are we seriously thinking about using Kemba as a trade piece here, or are we just using him as trade bait? Or are we talking CJ, Portland saying Damian Lillard is done with CJ, we need to find help, and that's when here comes Simmons from the 76ers. Again, all the pieces have to line up perfectly in order for something like this to happen. And that's what I think we are witnessing right now, is all the pieces are lining up perfectly in favor of us right now. And that's why we can talk about Kemba and getting a haul for Kemba.
You know, I was looking at two teams I thought that might seriously want to do that, do a three-team deal with us in this situation. The two teams in the East I was thinking about were the Bulls and the Knicks. I think both of them have explained that they are desperate to continue, you know, improving. The Knicks want to get better. They want to stay in the playoffs. The Bulls want to get back to the playoffs. So I think those are two teams that we could potentially see either Kemba or Simmons ending up. If you think about it, if we had Simmons and we could send him to, say, I don't know, New York or Chicago, the value of those picks would be unbelievable. It's cool to get picks from Portland, you know, or whatever. But, you know, in the end, we know that at the very best, they're going to be like 12 or 13. You know, you're not going to really get a top 10 pick from Portland. I mean, you might, but let's face it, Portland doesn't give up picks. And when they do, it's not because they're going to be top 10. But the Knicks and the Bulls, they give up top 10 picks like it's Skittles. So I think that we need to seriously consider like the different possibilities with other teams that would suddenly say, hey, we want to be a player for Ben Simmons.
That's it, man. As simple as that. I mean, that's what we're going to continue to talk about. That's why we're going to continue to talk about Kemba going different places. And as the pieces are starting to fall into place here, it's all going to make more sense of why this trade had to happen right now for Sam Presti and for the Boston Celtics. Why did it have to happen right now? That's what I keep on going back to. That's why I keep circling in my brain. Was Sam Presti really double downing on the 76ers losing and being unhappy, knowing that they highly value Kemba Walker? I don't know. That's the thing about Sam Presti. He's incredibly intelligent like that. And if you want to say that you know what Sam Presti's thinking, or you can think and understand of that, you are obviously clueless about life. To me, this is why we have to consider it, is because it's one of those options and ideas that not only brings an all-NBA team player to our basketball team, but also gives us a great number two next to SGA. Yes, I just said that SGA would be the number one, because I truly think that SGA could be the number one and very successful at the number one scorer and so on and so forth. To me, this is a no-brainer if we have this opportunity to bring Ben Simmons here. But if Sam Presti is truly like what these Oklahoma City Thunder podcasts, other ones are saying that there's no way that Sam Presti wants Ben Simmons. And again, I think those guys are, there's more of a chance than those guys to be psychologically impaired, more than Sam Presti saying no to Ben Simmons if he had an opportunity to. Because the reality is he knows that Ben Simmons' value is so down right now that it wouldn't take much for him to at least get three or four draft picks out of this. And also, I mean, he could name the young player that he would like to take in return from any team that he decided that. And to me, there's no way that that's not something that Sam Presti saying, okay, I could do this, I'm thinking about this. And he and the entire front office, Elton Brand, are all sitting down at Philly, and they're trying to figure out if this is something that they want to do. Because, I mean, to me, there's no way that they're not sitting and looking at this right now.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's no way. because they've got to figure out how to get better. And yeah, they're acting like they want to keep Simmons, and that Doc Rivers has a secret plan that's going to turn him into a better shooter. And he just had to be around for a whole year and watch him shoot badly for a whole year before he decided to take over and teach Ben Simmons how to shoot. I mean, I think it's bullshit. I think they're trying to stop the bleeding, like you said, turn the ship around, and see if they can recover some of his value. But there's no way. And I think the logical thing, everybody thinks like, hey, wouldn't he be great on the Lakers? And he would be. But like you said to me last time, with what picks? They don't have any picks. They don't have anything they can give us. So yeah, there are a lot of teams that would be better off with Ben Simmons. I mean, just think about it. If the Lakers would be better off with Ben Simmons, there's at least, you know, 15 teams in the NBA who would be better off with Ben Simmons. Probably more. I mean, there may only be a few teams in the NBA that wouldn't be better off with Ben Simmons. And you could probably argue that every team would be better off with Ben Simmons if, you know, he was willing to play a specific role. And he seems willing to play whatever role the team needs him to, but he's reluctant to shoot. I mean, I understand why that seems like the worst thing, but that is not the worst thing. There are much worse things from a player. And it is frustrating, and it's easy to point your finger and blame him for a loss. But the truth is, not being willing to shoot in the fourth quarter can be fixed. Not being 6'10 and athletic and being able to pass the ball like he does, like, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing that replaces that. So I just feel like we got to look at it and say, like, this guy is an all NBA talent. He is elite. He is one of the first round picks, number one picks in the draft that has really turned out to be very good, but he has a fatal flaw. The question is, can we fix it? Yes, we can, right? You know what I mean? This is fucking crazy, dude. We're the Thunder. You know what I mean? We put ourselves in a spot where we took Kemba Walker. Like, Kemba Walker is nowhere near as valuable as Ben Simmons. Just, he's never been as valuable as Ben Simmons is at his peak. So I just don't understand why anybody acts like we wouldn't do this deal. We are trying to figure out how to get this deal done. I don't know if it's going to happen. Man, I'd love to see Ben Simmons playing on this team. But if Ben Simmons would be a better fit on another team, and another team was willing to pay us, like you said, a haul that is up there with the Anthony Davis deal, with the Paul George deal, we're talking 5 picks. We're talking 4 picks. We're talking like franchise changing opportunities for multiple picks. That's the type of deal you get for Ben Simmons. If you're patient, if you feel like you have to sell right away, then you're not going to be able to get there. And that's why we want to keep looking at this. We want to look at it as much as possible. We want to figure out how we can maybe come up with some different deals. Obviously, tomorrow is a huge day. We got the draft lottery coming up, and we're all about that. We cannot wait to talk about the way the ping pong balls go and how our picks turn out. So we're going to be pumped up, and we're going to be bringing that episode to you. We cannot wait for this. So we hope that you'll join us tomorrow to talk about that. Obviously, a lot depends on what happens here, but all of a sudden, with this Kemba Walker trade, it seems like a lot less is dependent on this lottery. I mean, I could be wrong. You know, I bet a lot of people disagree with me, but the truth is, I feel like this Kemba Walker deal means that we have a major chip going into the draft. And before, all we had was picks. Now we're gonna have picks and a chip. That puts us in the driver's seat of the whole fucking draft, a draft that we had already had a big portion of the picks. This is awesome, man. We're so pumped up about it. Cannot wait, and we're really glad that you have taken the time to join us. We're gonna be back tomorrow, so please join us. Thanks again. Once again, this episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.